nice, Alan, Andrea, and Brian. So this is the first of the month, and the first of the month we always hear from our spiritual leader at CSO, which is Dr. Ken Gordon. Oh, hello. Is she all there?
No.
Okay, let's hear from Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, coming to you with October 14th Sunday theme. The theme for October is prosperity, abundance, and wealth. And this week is brought to us by Reverend Catherine McKinney, who is the assistant minister at the Redondo Beach, California Center for Spiritual Living. And her theme is, we live in an abundant universe with an infinite resupply. You know, Eric Butterworth says in the preface to the Spiritual Economics, there's a great need to establish ourselves in the omnipresence of universal substance. That truly is the truth, because we can only have what we can accept into our consciousness and see. And so we must open ourselves to the magnificence and the beauty that's all around us. We must see this world not from a place of limitation, but from a place of abundance. When we begin to live from that point of view, things transform and things change in our world, and we become the attractors that we seek. In the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Deepak Chopra writes, the source of all creation is pure consciousness, pure potentiality, seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. And when we realize that our true self is one of pure potentiality, we align with the power that manifests everything in the universe. Lawrence Scovel Shin wrote, whatever you plant in your mind, you will eventually manifest in the outside world. It's like planting an apple tree. You gather rich, fertile soil. You choose which apple seed to plant. You give it ample amounts of water and light, and eventually you have a mighty apple tree. Your mind is the rich soil. Your thoughts are the seeds. Your action is the water, and your feelings and attention is the light of the sun. Most people don't get what they want because they're trained to think what they don't want. Just as weeds come up in your fertile soil without planting, so do negative thoughts sprout and grow. We're obsessed with drama in our lives and negative thoughts come up. The game of life is the game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy. It's very important to make sure that our garden is nurtured and nourished, that the garden of our mind is something that we take care of. Most people choose their vegetables in the grocery store with greater thought than they do with the thoughts they receive that come in from the outside world. We're just ripe with our past experience to pick up on all those times we didn't have enough, instead of looking around us and seeing the enough is always there. I have a suggestion for each and every one of us, and that is that we practice a week or 2 weeks looking at the abundance in life instead of looking at the lack. Actually find ourselves in a position where we drive down the street and look at everything that's around us instead of looking at everything we think should be for us. Because I will share something. It is for us. The universe is for us according to the way that we think. And when we think positive, abundant thoughts, we receive a positive and abundant life. God bless you. Please know that you're loved, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.
Week. I just go, this is too cool. Today's topic is God's bounty. It's all the same. You know, we can't get hung up on something like that, because in truth, what everything Dr. Ken said is that God's bounty is everything that we are looking for, looking at, looking with, and desiring to have greater in our lives. So as Dr. Ken stated, or would have stated, is start looking around you so that you can see the blessings of where you live. And we are so blessed to live in this beautiful, beautiful place. I had a friend come down from Seattle. Now, Seattle is beautiful. However, she came down here and she said, whoa, this is really beautiful. And all she saw was 49 Lake of the Pines and Auburn area, which is absolutely gorgeous. She felt like she's only here for a couple of days. She felt like she'd been here for a week, which is what a lot of us know, that this whole area just, relaxes us. Because God's bounty is everywhere. It's around us, and it is even greater within us. The Christ within is our hope and glory. Now, we've heard that. However, we need a greater understanding to really understand it, that there is a power for good. It lives within us, and we can learn to use it. Now, how, you might ask? Well, if you were here last week, that was a really good talk, and I'm sorry you missed it. And last week, what I talked about was that when we have these negative thoughts, we have to stop and just go, done, over. Okay, those that were here know this one. Yeah, done. So that we can, in that moment, stop and think about what is it that I would like to place my attention on. Because when we come into that negativity or woe is me attitude, we kind of get small, don't we? And there's no bounty in that. There's no abundance. And so we want to immediately say to that thought, done, gone. So I have a story this morning for you. And here it is. It explains the whole thing. So there's a story of a Parisian prince who was born a hunchback. And on his 12th birthday, his father asked him what special gift he would like to receive this year. Because you see, every year, his father, who had millions of dollars, could afford anything. And he would give his son his heart's desire. And the small hunchback child, bent over and unable to rise up to full stature, looked at his father and said, I would like a statue of myself. The father was stunned and wished he had not asked. He paused and said, Son, isn't there something else you would rather have? And the boy, understanding his father's pain, said, Father, I do not want a statue of myself as I look now. I want a statue that would look like me if I stood tall and straight like you. I would like to have that placed right outside my window, right in the garden. Please place it where I can see it every day. Very painfully, his father granted the wish, and each day the hunchback boy would go to the garden, and there in front of the statue would stretch and stretch. He'd push himself up with every ounce of strength within him. Each day, several times a day for 8 years, he would strive to reach up and be like the statue. On his 21st birthday, he stood with his shoulders erect, and he walked into the garden, looked that statue straight in the eye, and then turned his gaze to look squarely in his father's eye. Tears filled his father's eyes as he realized with pride what his son had accomplished. Through a supreme desire in his son's mind, he had accomplished the impossible. He did not achieve it all in one moment, but he achieved it stretch by stretch by stretch, day by day. Sheer determination and a willingness to quit, and an unwillingness, to quit, produced in his body the image he held in his mind. Everybody breathe. That's totally science of mind principles. The image he held in his mind totally took place in his body. See, it's up to each one of us to use our God-given bounty, that power within us, to create the life that we desire. We do this by changing our mind. We do this by thinking, by our thinking, not from a negative place, but from a positive place. Expanding our thinking. What is possible? What is it that I'm willing to do to create this daily, to see this vision? Expanding our thinking and loving the mystery begins with, I don't know how, but I know God does. Because you see, when you hold that vision that seems impossible, it must come into alignment with the God presence within us. Because with God, all things are possible. And when we open to something greater, we need to believe in the unbelievable. Teaching this class, and I'm teaching so that people understand that it's what they think, what they believe. It's the story we tell ourselves. And I'm living proof that I've been telling myself a story my whole life, and by God, it's taken place. And I'm so blessed. Did it happen overnight? No. Took Rick a really long time to get into my life. Anyway, you see, we live in a friendly universe. We live in a friendly universe that wants our highest and greatest good. It is not against us. It is for us. We know all of this. I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded. We need to remember, I don't know how to do that, but I know God does. See, nothing has been placed in your path that you cannot overcome. This is the truth I know. So I'm going to ask you this morning, right now, what is your success story? Not where you've been. What is your success story? What is it that you envision for yourself? What do you desire? Here's a good one. I like this one. What will stretch you? Not something that you already know you're going to have or do. But what will stretch you beyond where you've ever been before? Think about it. See your vision right now. See your vision. Is there any opposition? Done. Done. See your vision. That's how it works. And keep returning back to the vision that you see for yourself, that you see for your life, that you desire to have unfold. See yourself powerful, strong, reassured in that vision that you see for yourself. I couldn't have imagined a relationship, because what I had had in my history was nothing like what I have today. So I had to build that imagination. I had to grow it. I had to go and say, yeah, wouldn't it be nice to like somebody you live with? That was a concept I had no idea about. To have that person in your life to be your very best friend. To want the same for them that they want for you. Do you see? Because we each and every one of us flow from the bounty of power. So picture yourself in your future self, healthy, if health is your challenge. At peace with who you are. In a relationship. Picture yourself. However you desire to picture you, and if a question comes up or an objection comes up, done. Over. Because that's the only thing that stops you, is your own belief system. So be filled up with your Christ self, with your glorious self. And look to where you wish to be, and what's the feeling in that vision that you have for yourself? What's the feeling? Feel that feeling, because that feeling that you desire to have in your vision is where the power is. When I could feel the presence of this loving man in my life who wanted my best, who loved me in spite of me, or how I maybe felt about myself. I imagined it. And as you imagine, whatever that vision is, feel good about it now. And look to the bounty of God in every moment. See, because in my opinion, God that created all this beauty around us is that will support you in whatever vision you're seeing for yourself. You're the one that has to clear the way. And coming from that feeling of all is well and all is unfolding and yet to appear. As I'd walk the creek at that time in my life, I would do my prayer work and I'd pray for this man that was coming into my life. I didn't know who he was, but I knew that he was wanting to be in my life as much as I wanted to be in his life. Do you see how we do that? If it's that job that you're looking for, you know that that job wants you there as much as you want to be there in that job. If it's health, see your body in perfect harmony and health. You know what that feels like. Return to it. Let's together up our game. It's all about seeing it and feeling into that vision. Because together we are powerful. We know this. Every time we do either a Prosperity Sunday or we do Joys and Support, we're powerful because we're powerful creators. And because I know you are a powerful creator, I also know that you love this center, or else you wouldn't be here. And so I'm inviting you to do this same expression and the same vision for this center, to be used in your personal life that enhances it. And so I'm going to invite you right now to see success for this center. Are you willing to do that? Yes. Are you willing to see that these seats next to you are filled? Are you willing to do that? Yes? Everybody? Good. See it happening. Because you see, I can't do this by myself and the ministers and the practitioners and the board of trustees. They are committed to seeing that. But you know what? You are more powerful than they are. Guaranteed. Because we're doing the business stuff. And you know... when you're doing the business, but you're not. So you can see every seat filled, because together we're powerful manifestors, and we see not only every seat filled, but we see it filled with smiling faces, yes? Happy, happy people. Turn around, look at happy people. Good. And see people stepping up with helping hands and loving their hearts to grow this community. And see the money flowing in support of all of our programs. Yes, can you see the money flowing? It isn't about you giving a large sum of money. It's about you seeing money flowing. Yes, can you see that? Because you're powerful. Because you see, it takes a village to grow a community like this. And I don't know if you've noticed, but our giving has been down. And I don't want to look at that in a way that we look at that sadly. We're looking at that so we go, whoa, there's where I need my attention, my vision. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know where it's going to come from. But I know because we're powerful. Yes? Do I hear a yes? Do I hear an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. because that's what we do together. So let's together raise the roof of this community, not only in prosperity, but in joy and friendship and in love. Because the bounty of God in you, if you're willing to accept that, is greater and mightier and more powerful than you can ever imagine. Anything other than that, done. Complete. Yes? Okay. Let's take that into a moment of prayer. Recognizing that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name I call this God, infinite, divine, beloved. And it is so mighty and it is so powerful that it hears our every word, it responds to our every thought, every idea, and the power and the presence of this community has just now moved into a healing consciousness of all needs are met in the power and the love of pure spirit. We have declared it, we have claimed it, we have accepted it for not only this center, but in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. And we recognize that that's all we need to say. It is done, it is complete, it is wholly perfect. We let it be so. And if you're in agreement, and just join me in saying, and so it is.
So it is.
Amen.